You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last week, Pharmac workers announced their first ever strike over cuts to annual pay increases and deteriorating work conditions. Also last week, the New Zealand Nurses Organisation announced plans to strike on July 30th. The nurses' strike follows concerns around understaffing and overcrowding in the health system, with many staff members facing burnout. These two issues have been attributed to similar causes: not enough funding in the health sector, which is forcing redundancies, increased hours, and understaffing. While the government has committed extra funding to the health sector in the last two budgets, critics say the funding is inadequate and barely catching up to existing deficits. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I asked Tom Rutherford about health funding and the government's plans moving forward in light of the two recently announced health workers' strikes. So today we're starting off with two strikes in Aotearoa's health sector. Beginning with the first ever Pharmac strike last week, the government has announced over its term several changes, funding boosts and restructures to Pharmac. Have these decisions led to their intended outcomes?
In regards to the Pharmac strikes, or are you talking about changes in Pharmac?
Just generally, have the changes to Pharmac led to their intended outcomes?
Yeah, I think Pharmac is a really improving its performance since we've come into government. You'll obviously see we've made some changes in that space. David Seymour, as the Associate Minister of Health, has responsibility for Pharmac. You'll remember, for example, after last year's budget, we put in a significant amount of money into Pharmac to fund new cancer drugs, which have gone a really long way to supporting people across New Zealand and ensuring they get the medication and support that they need. And we're ensuring that Pharmac is a well-performing agency of the government and is doing its work across the country to support the people who need it. There's always more room for improvement, but yes, they're certainly turning themselves around since we've come into government.
The issues identified by the striking workers appear to stem from a lack of funding to the organisation, with workers seeing cuts to annual pay increases and deterioration of work conditions. Will the government consider further funding to Pharmac to address this issue?
Yeah, I think that'll be a consideration that the Associate Minister of Health will be taking seriously and will be taking advice on. I'd hate to speak out of turn on information that he'll be privy to, but I'm sure that'll be a consideration for him. But he'll be wanting to make sure also that Pharmac is a well-performing agency and is doing its best to support New Zealanders and getting the support to everybody that they need.
We've also seen over 36,000 nurses, midwives, healthcare assistants and kaimahi hauora from Te Whatu Ora voting to strike later this month, following accusations that Health NZ is not including a safe staffing agreement in its contract offer, among other issues. The nurses' organisation says this indicates a focus on cost rather than safety. Will the government commit more funding to Te Whatu Ora to address these issues of costs rising and not enough funding?
Yeah, it is incredibly disappointing to hear that the New Zealand Nurses Organisation Union has chosen to strike later this month. This will not solve the pressures in our health system, it'll only actually cause harm to patients. Thousands of New Zealanders will face disruption as a result of this action. Across the country, the strike is expected to cancel or postpone 1,500 elective surgeries and arranged treatments, delay 2,800 first specialist assessment, disrupt radiology procedures, and a lot more as well. The average nurse has a take-home pay of more than $125,000 a year, inclusive of overtime and allowances, and this is similar to salaries paid to nurses overseas, such as in New South Wales. And additionally, since 2011, pay for NZNO union nurses has increased by almost 74%, well ahead of wage growth across the wider economy, which has increased by 35% according to the Labour Cost Index over the same period.
I think the issue that the nurses' organisation is looking at the moment and the issues that they've pointed out in their announcement to strike are that there's a lot of understaffing and overcrowding in these hospital environments that, despite any of the pay that they might be getting, this is burning people out and it's risking safety for patients. And, as you pointed out, the strike will also have some safety risks, but I think that's more speaking to the urgency of this issue and the fact that we're seeing these safety risks every day. How is the government addressing this urgent issue?
Yeah, I think the strike is a choice by the NZNO union, which is putting politics ahead of patients. The strike will not reduce wait lists or improve patient care, and it'll only worsen delays for New Zealanders who are already waiting too long for treatment. Health New Zealand remains at the table, ready to negotiate in good faith, And the offer on the table will see a new graduate nurse on $75,773 gain a total pay increase of $8,337 by the end of June 2026, inclusive of step progression. The union should all return to talks and put patients first. Walking off the job does not solve anything. It simply harms the very people who need care the most.
Right, but I mean, if we're looking at reducing wait lists and improving patient care, as you mentioned, what is the government doing? I mean, as the nurses' organisation has said, the pay is not the issue there. So what is the government doing to reduce wait lists and improve patient care?
Yeah, our government is also investing significantly in our nursing workforce. So in Budget 2025, we supported 400 nurses each year to start their careers in primary care with payments of $15,000 to primary care providers in urban areas for each graduate nurse they employ and $20,000 in rural areas. We've also got funding to train 120 nurse practitioners each year in primary care and funding to upskill 60 nurses each year in primary care to become nurse prescribers. We remain focused on reducing wait times and delivering timely quality healthcare, and we recognise that nurses are essential to this work, and we want to thank those who will continue to work hard for Kiwis needing care. There's still time to step back from the strike and do what is right for patients.
But the strike, again, it's following these issues in the short term, right? This overcrowding and understaffing, and the changes that you mentioned, while they're going to contribute to this issue in the long term, they might not be able to alleviate that pressure in the health sector now. So I guess what is the government doing urgently in the short term to address these issues that are directly affecting patients right now?
Well, we've got a lot of initiatives in the pipeline that we're working on and that we've delivered already since coming into government 18 months or so ago. Obviously, things take time to deliver as well, but as I've talked about, we're supporting 400 additional nurses each year to start their careers in primary care. We've got funding to train additional nurse practitioners each year and funding to upskill additional nurses each year in primary care to become nurse prescribers. We've also, you know, as we've said, Health New Zealand is at the table ready to negotiate in good faith, and my suggestion would be that there's still time to step back from the strike and do what is right for patients and come back to the table to negotiate with Health New Zealand.
And with those funding boosts in the last two budgets, obviously we've seen those have an impact in the health sector, but some of those within the sector and Labour's Aisha Verrill as well say that the government is still playing catch-up with costs in the health sector steadily increasing, and they have been steadily increasing faster than funding is being provided and allocated. In the long term, you know, what is the government doing to address the rising costs that we're seeing, and how is that going to affect future governments in Aotearoa?
Yeah, so I wouldn't take much advice from Aisha Verrill. She's put our health system into the situation that it is at the moment, for example, doing a mega multi-merger during a pandemic, which is not something anyone would really recommend as a particularly good idea. What we're doing is saying that we want to empower our nurses. We want them to come back to the table to negotiate with Health New Zealand on this. We've put additional funding into our nursing workforce in Budget 2025 so that we can grow our workforce across New Zealand so that people can get the timely and quality care that they deserve. If I think about my home patch, for example, in the Bay of Plenty, we got a funding allocation through this budget that allowed for us to have a new urgent and after-hours medical care open in our community from next year. That's going to be fantastic for my community. That will take pressure off our local hospital and A&E and actually save people money as well. And so that'll be a really positive outcome for my local Bay of Plenty community. And that's the case across New Zealand as well. So there's lots of different initiatives happening in health which have really positive outcomes for people. Yes, they take time to deliver, but we know that most importantly, people want to know there's health services there available for them when they need it, and so they can get the timely and quality care that they deserve.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about health funding and health workers' strikes.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.